Well, I've been involved with a group called Youth for Unity for a good few years now. It's a branch of the Focolare movement, which is an ecclesial movement. And this year they've decided to organise a big worldwide marathon called Run for Unity. And in Ireland that's going to take place here in Dublin and also in Belfast. And it's going to happen all over the world on the 9th of October. In Dublin it's going to take place in St Anne's Park in Raheny, where we hope to have a huge number of young people either running, skateboarding, rollerblading, walking, all around this big park. It's a 5-mile course. It's called Run for Unity, and it's also called Rainbow Over the World, because this event, as I said, is not just taking place in Ireland, but it's happening in all the time zones. So it's going to happen at 11 a.m. in the Fiji Islands, first of all, and they're going to do their activity for an hour. Then they're going to virtually, over the internet, pass the baton on, like a relay race, into the next time zone from their time, 11 to 12, and so on until it reaches Ireland, and then Ireland will also pass the baton on into the next time zone. So the idea is that it's an action to highlight the fact that Youth for Unity want to work for peace and unity all over the world. And so this is symbolic of that, that the whole world is taking part in this one activity.
Do people have to collect money and sponsorship to do the run, or can anybody just come along and join in?
Well, of course, it is a sponsored event. That's what we're promoting it as. But we do welcome other people to come along on the day and just soak up the atmosphere, take part, get to know other people as well. But it is a sponsored event because the money will go towards an ongoing project called Schoolmates that Youth for Unity started a few years ago. And this project is to raise money for third world schools. So each first world school would be linked with a third world one. So Ireland has chosen to give its money to a school in Uganda, also in Pakistan and in New Caledonia.
Okay, Carolyn, you are involved, you're going to be running. So can you tell me how you got involved or why you decided that you wanted to run for this?
Well, I heard about Run for Unity and I thought it would be a great idea because it's for charity and young people always look for a way of raising money, and I think this is a good way of doing it. And also, it's our way of saying that we do know what we want and we want peace in the world, and this is our way of showing that if we can all work together, the world can become united.
And did you have a hard time collecting sponsorship?
No, everyone's been very generous. I'm lucky.
And do you think you're up to running for an hour?
Yeah, I will. I'll be grand. I've been training.
And are you going to be running yourself?
I hope so, yeah. As Carolyn said, I'm also in training. So there's a big group of young people coming up from Kilkenny with me, and I'm sure they're counting on me taking part as well. So I won't get out of it too easily, but definitely I'm looking forward to the day. Should be good.
How many people are you expecting to turn up?
Well, this is it. It's all a work in progress at the moment, but we've been advertising it well, and we hope hundreds of young people. And as I said, it's on the 9th of October, so there's still plenty of time to advertise it and get as many people taking part as possible, because it is a very important event, and the more people that are there, the more aware people are of how great an event it is. So.
We hear an awful lot increasingly about, you know, how young people are just wrapped up in their own business and their own affairs. And yet now here's the two of you wanting to go out and run for unity. Do you think that you're any different from other young people?
I don't think so. I mean, you do hear a lot of negative comments about young people, but from the reaction we've been getting towards this event, it shows that young people are willing to, you know, come outside of themselves and do something for others. And this is shown also by the membership that there is in Youth for Unity. Like, they're present in 182 different countries around the world, and 150,000 members. So that's a huge amount of young people who have already decided this is what they want to work for, peace and unity in the world. So I think that this event is a good witness to the fact that young people are working also for the good of others and not just for themselves.
If somebody wanted to take part, then who would they get in contact with?
Well, the local contacts for Dublin, the Dublin area, are Marco Rossetti, and his number is 045-892-848, or otherwise Catherine Burke, and her number is 01-269-8081. And then in the southeast, I suppose, or in the Kilkenny area, it's myself, and my number is 087-634-6765.